You know, the summer semester is usually thought of as kind of a quiet period. This week is a bit of an exception for Texas A&M University and the Texas A&M University system, with the recent announcement earlier this week of one of the largest federal grants to come to this system to Texas since NASA. And it's a seminal moment. Later on this summer, we will get more details with regard to the great work the President and Regents and others have done with regard to the SEC. What we said when this RFP, or these four RFPs, were issued back in February of this year, was that we were exploring ways, in light of 11% budget cuts by the state legislature, in light of what's happening in the Congress and the declining support, at least at this particular time, for public institutions and particularly higher education institutions, we said we were going to try to find ways to enhance our resources, to find ways to get money into the two core functions of this university, and that is teaching and research. And today we're able to announce a contract that we think is going to allow that to happen in a very big way. What we found is a better way to deliver essential services, specifically food services and facility services, that we think is going to be of great benefit to the entire university and system community. We made a request for proposals. We got 12 proposals for custodial services. We got 10 for landscape maintenance and 8 proposals for building maintenance. We had a committee appointed by the President and appointed by me that was the best I have ever seen work on any of these proposals at any time in my career, and I've been through several of these. This group of administrators, faculty members, students, and others that worked on these proposals did it in a record time, because we didn't want to keep folks in limbo for any longer than was necessary, and did an absolutely masterful job in negotiating and working with Compass Group USA. So we're joined today by Compass USA, its Executive President of Sales, Kurt Kimball, and Chief Executive Officer of Support Services, Bobby Kuta. Representing Chartwell, their dining services provider, is President and Chief Executive Officer Steve Sweeney. One of the questions we were asked when we had a meeting with 1,000 or so folks in food services, or when I had that meeting, was, why would you do this for a couple of $3 million? Would it be worth it to do it for $2 or $3 million? Our answer is that it would not be. But I'd like to give you a little bit of what this arrangement and this agreement is. Compass Group USA will pay the A&M, Texas A&M University, a guaranteed upfront concession fee, for starters, of $45 million as soon as the contract is signed. We expect this to happen in the next 30 to 45 days. They have also agreed to spend $30 million on capital investments in facilities and equipment upgrades of their money that would have been required in our money at some time in the future. Over the course of the next 10 years, this arrangement will produce, for Texas A&M University, $260 million in revenue and cost savings for A&M in the system, $125 million in revenue from food services, and $135 million in revenue and cost savings from facility services. People ask me, said, how do you compare that? Well, I can give you a few comparisons. 98% of the universities in the United States, from their whole athletic operations, don't make the $45 million down payment per year, much less the rest of it. And I probably shouldn't say this, but this contract overall is two-thirds bigger than the entire Longhorn Network pays the University of Texas. But I shouldn't say that. I think that what we're talking about here is millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, that can be used to attract the top faculty, the top researchers from across the country, money that can be used to retain our best and brightest folks, faculty and researchers, and we were able to realize major financial benefits while keeping faith with university employees. One of the things that we talked about at the very beginning, the president and I, was we want to make sure that our employees are protected, that they received the benefits, similar benefits that they have right now. That committee took that to heart. Some of the companies that were bidding did not take that to heart. They were immediately eliminated from the process. This company took it to heart in spades and gave us and these employees assurances that they would be covered. Compass Group has agreed to offer a position to every single employee that is 100% devoted to one of the four areas impacted. Those workers will keep their jobs. They will receive a benefits package consistent with the state-funded benefits package. There is a bit of a discrepancy in regard to health insurance, and in order to make that up, every single employee will get a 4% pay raise to make that right immediately upon being hired. Compass Group has headquarters in the South, works with 300 colleges nationally, including Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. At our Corpus campus just last year, we saw 20% savings in the work that they did. They have integrated food and facilities contracts on 15 campuses. They're experienced. They will provide a great value to the A&M and the A&M system. Most importantly, our agreement provides great value to our students and employees as we work to fund critical priorities in our core mission areas of what this university is about.